was a college student here. I started here at UWL in 1978. I was living in the dorms on campus, and the drinking age back then was 18. So everybody from the dorms and everywhere always came downtown. That's when La Crosse was going through its real heyday as being a place to drink. One of the bars in the downtown was something called the Blue Tiger, which was in this building. And the Blue Tiger, everyone knew, was a strip club. So I'm downtown with some of the women, young women from my dorm, and one of the gals, Carrie, her name was, she's like, let's go on the Blue Tiger. And some of them were a little hesitant because we knew it was a strip club, and why would a bunch of young women want to go into a strip club? But we were curious, so we went in. It was a Saturday night, I'm sure. The place was totally packed, crowded, mostly men. I suppose some of them were college students, but they were of other ages, older ages as well. So we went inside and ended up finding a booth or a table close to the door, close to the windows. Well, the action was going on over further down in the bar area, and there were women standing up. I don't know if they were actually on the bar or some other platform, but they were standing up above the crowd and dancing. As I recall, there were two, maybe three of them. Though they were not completely naked, they were definitely topless. And though they were women and topless and dancing on a Saturday night in a downtown bar, I would say these women had kind of been around for a while. They were a little bit rough looking. We couldn't see that, though, sitting in the corner that we were. So Carrie, she's like, come on, let's go up front. Let's see, we're in here. Let's go see this. And everyone else is there shaking their head. No, they didn't want to go any closer. But I'm like, what the heck? I came this far. Let's go. So Carrie and I made our way towards kind of the back wall, but towards the center of the bar where we could see stuff going on. And we definitely saw these women, these kind of rough-looking women, not having the best time, you could tell. Just sort of just moving, not really doing anything very exotic, I would say. Just simply being there for the gratification of, I would imagine, mostly the men. And so I'm standing there watching this, and you know, I'm fresh off the farm. This is all new to me, and I've never had an experience like that before. And while I'm standing there, this older guy, he's wearing a white shirt and black pants, and he has some kind of apron around his waist, and he's pushing a cart with a bunch of cases of beer on it, or a barrel of beer, I forget which. But he was obviously somebody who worked there, probably the owner. But then he stops and he looks at me, and he looks me up and down, and he says, right to my face, he says, you want a job? $15 an hour. And I'm like, I have a job. You know, the minimum wage was $3.25 an hour back then. And I did have a job that paid that. But what's running through my head is like, oh my God, I just got offered a job in a strip club. What does that say? And then also, wow, $15 an hour, that's kind of intriguing. But no, I can't do that. I would never be able to face my parents, my family again. You know, it's all of those things run through your head. We're offered a sort of unsavory job for a lot of money. We left the bar shortly after that. But that was my first experience with anything like that.